This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday in Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And I am going to have to do the best I can to get myself wound down a little bit. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little bit revved up tonight. I'm just very, very excited.
There's huge stuff to talk about. Daniel Penny got arrested today in New York City. We're going to get to that in just a moment. We're going to get to Ask Dr. Jesse questions. And I already have them all over the place, from buying a shotgun to a millennial. Is it the millennials' fault or the boomers where we are now? What's my go-to order at a Mexican restaurant? Do I have sales advice to people? Independent voters, what do they actually want? All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We'll talk about the border. We'll talk about all kinds of stuff. But before I get to anything, any Ask Dr. Jesse questions or anything else, I want to deal with what happened in New York today, not necessarily because of New York, not because of that specifically, because we need to have a conversation about you and me and the right in general, because we fail on something. I watched the video today. Maybe you've seen it as well. Daniel Penny, United States Marine, finds himself on a New York City subway. Some violent criminal lunatic who's been committing crimes his entire life gets on there, starts threatening women and children. Penny puts him in a real rear naked choke. The guy ends up dying from the whole thing, but it's very, even the witnesses are there saying, hey, he was threatening us. And Alvin Bragg throws him in handcuffs, charges him with manslaughter. He's facing 15 years in prison. And, well, what do we do? How are we handling it? What are we doing wrong? Well, let me explain one of the things we're doing wrong and one of the reasons they're winning and we're losing. Let me explain. Let's say you and I, let's say I was in charge of you for some reason. Maybe I'm your drill instructor in boot camp. Maybe I'm a really mean boss who makes you exercise. But either way, if I come in right now to wherever you are, I walk right into your house, office, wherever, and I tell you, hey, get your stuff ready. We're going on a hike. But, hey, it's going to be a short hike. Really short. 100 yards. 50 to 100 yards, and it's on flat terrain. Well, what would you say to that? Or what would your mindset be? Okay, well, who cares? No big deal. You wouldn't be scrambling to get your best socks. You wouldn't be chugging water. Oh, my goodness, I don't want to pass out. you'd be in the mindset of, okay, it's kind of weird, but we're going on a nice, easy hike that'll be over in 5 minutes. What's okay, no problem. But then I took you out there and I threw a 50-pound pack on your back. And instead of a nice, flat 50-yard walk, we go on a forced march through the hills, up, down, heat, sweating, knees hurting, blisters the size of quarters on your feet. They hurt so bad they eventually fall off and your foot goes numb. Your pack rubs a spot on your back so bad your back starts bleeding down your butt on the way. Would you be able to handle it? Or would you probably be toast? At some point in time, you'd probably drop your pack and say, Jesse, I'm done. I can't. But if that happened, if you dropped your pack and said, Jesse, I'm done. I can't. Whose fault would that be? Your fault or my fault? It would be my fault because I didn't put you in the right mindset. If I tell Chris and Michael, hey, tomorrow we're going on a 10-mile forced march. Be ready. Chris and Michael would spend the night drinking water, making sure they got the right shoes, get your socks ready, get your foot powder ready, because they knew when we showed up here tomorrow, we got a brutal physical hump to go on, and it's going to suck, and you better get your mindset right. I have to prepare the mindset. Language, the language you use, language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. Your mindset has to be right. And I see today, it's all over the news. Daniel Penny gets handcuffs thrown on him in New York City. Alvin Bragg, gonna charge him. Manslaughter. He very well might do 15 years in the state pen in New York City. 15 of them. And you know what I see today from the right? Forget about the communists. You know what I see today from the right all over the place? This is what I see. These soft on crime DAs. These Soros DAs are soft on crime. Soft on crime DAs. Headline after headline after headline. Go to your favorite website. I guarantee that's how they describe them. Soros DAs are soft on crime. Soft? Soft on crime? They don't appear to be soft on Daniel Penny, do they? They appear to be overcharging Daniel Penny, don't they? So why? I thought you told me they were soft on crime. You told me they were soft on crime because you're soft and you use the wrong language and you're setting the right in the wrong mindset. You see this right now with what's happening at the border. 750,000 illegal immigrant hordes pouring into the country. And what do you see? Every person on the radio, every person on TV, every single elected official on the right, Joe Biden's blunders at the border. Oh, Joe Biden's screwing up. Whoopsie. Oh, how could Joe Biden make such a mistake? What a mistake. Wow, they've really screwed this up, Bob. What? Alvin Bragg is not a soft on crime DA. George Soros DAs are not soft on crime. They are tip of the spear communist warriors. They are there to cause murder and rape and robbery and mayhem on purpose, as communists have always done. Lenin threw open the prisons so the murderers could go free. During the Spanish Civil War, the second the communists took power, right to the prisons, threw open the doors so all the murderers and rapists could go free. Country after country after country, the communists do this when they're trying to take power. Why do they do this? They do it on purpose. They want that murderer in jail to go free and murder people. They want that rapist to go free and rape people because it causes civil unrest. It causes chaos. It causes angst. And that's where the communist gains power. He's not soft on crime. He's a communist warrior, tip of the spear. He's there to cause murder on purpose. He's not a flowery liberal progressive with kind of a different way to look at the criminal justice system, guys. That's how every jerk-off senator in the country's describing him today. Pathetic. They're talking about it at the border. Too pathetic. He's not there for that. He's there to turn murderers loose. Oh, and wait. He's also there to arrest the political opposition. He's there to arrest Donald Trump because Donald Trump's currently the leading candidate to be the Republican nominee for president, and he wants to smash him and throw him in prison. He's there for that. That's his job. That's his mission in life. He's there to arrest Daniel Penny. Why is he there to arrest Daniel Penny? Daniel Penny is a message to every single other New Yorker. It's a message that says, hey, when I turn murderers and rapists loose, don't you dare think you're going to stop them. You sit there and shut up. I want them to murder and rape. I'll turn them loose. You try to stop them, you're going down, pal. You're going down. But we can't bring ourselves to use the right language. We, for some reason, we think it makes us mean, or we don't want to be too over the top, or I don't understand, or we think it's not Christian, or well, we don't, Jesse, they're, surely they wouldn't be like that. We again project our values onto people who don't share our values at all. These people share your values the same way a tiger in the wild shares your values. It's like they're a different species. But we use words, we use terms like soft on crime because we think, I don't know, they're going to come around. We just have philosophical differences. Well, it could be here, it could be there. It's just, we just kind of disagree. And we put ourselves in the wrong mindset. What do the communists say about you with every issue? When you talk about, look, the border, we're talking about the border. When you talk about securing the border, what do they say about you? What language do they use to describe you for their people? Do you remember what they said? We'll discuss it in a moment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get back to the language and the mindset thing, don't think that I'm a liar. I promised you something. It's going to probably never happen again, but I promised you something tonight on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I'm a man of my word. I can't guarantee how long it's going to last, but I'm going to take Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Ask me anything. I'm going to take them by phone tonight. 877-377-4373 by phone and emails. I'll still get to the emails. 877-377-4373. I will remind you of something. No small talk. Don't ask me how I'm doing. Tell me you love the show. No small talk. None. Two, this is a family show. We get fired up and talk about direct things here. There are children listening. We take pride in that on this show. No cussing. No perverted stuff. There are kids listening, sometimes by themselves without their parents even there. I'll drop you in a heartbeat. Don't do it. Kids are listening. 877-377-4373. All right, I'll get to those in a few minutes. Language. Language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to the appropriate action. What language do they use for you? While we look at the border wide open with illegal immigrant hordes pouring in, we say things like they screwed up, the Biden administration blundered it, that we use words like that. They look at things that we do. They look at securing the border, and what do they say? Look at these Nazi white supremacists murdering children. Why do they say that? Every issue is about, hey, people are going to die. People will be murdered. These white supremacists. Why do they do that? Why? It puts their people in the right mindset. Their people, why do you think they conduct themselves as if they're in a battle of good versus evil? Why do you think they treat you like you're the spawn of Satan? Because the language they use puts them in the correct mindset. Therefore, they're fighting like it's life and death. We fight like, well, I mean, if we lose it, they're Democrats. It's not the end of the world, guys. We have got to start using appropriate language. We hear people like Secretary of State Blinken talking about the border today like
this.
We
have been working on this for literally day one of this administration.
I'm sorry. Literally? Is it literally day one? I'm not going to go off right now.
We have been working on this for literally day one of this administration. And the most important thing is this. It is getting a shared sense of responsibility across this hemisphere for the challenge of migration.
Challenge of migration. And it's so tempting, or I shouldn't say it's tempting because it's not for me, but people hear this. People on TV and the radio and senators and congressmen, you hear that and you say, how's this guy so stupid? Oh, Blinken is misled. They have really messed things up at the border. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing? They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They have written down, the communists have written down for ages their intention to open up the border of the United States of America. You flood the nation with illegal immigrants who have no loyalty to this nation whatsoever. They come into the country. They cause crime. They cause, well, the financial breaking of the system as they overwhelm schools and hospitals and everything else. You have also watered down the electorate. We now have census problems where they're counting these people in the census. It is every advantage if you're somebody who wants to burn the country down to flood the country with people who have no loyalty to the nation whatsoever. Joe Biden didn't walk into office and all the communist apparatchiks who work for him, they didn't walk into office and, oh, dang it, guys, I tripped and fell and the border's open. Whoops. Oh, what a boo-boo mistake. They did it on purpose. Alvin Bragg didn't arrest Daniel Penny because he messed up or because he just felt like doing some injustice today. Daniel Penny tried to stop one of the very violent people Alvin Bragg wants on the street. He wants New Yorkers to feel unsafe. And remember this. Remember that's hard for some people to accept because you'll hear people say, and I understand this mindset, why would you want that? Why would you intentionally try to make people feel unsafe? Chaos and anxiety. That's the fertile soil in which communism grows. Happy societies, content societies, societies that feel safe. They would never turn to a demonic religion like communism, ever. Communism is putrid. Even on paper, it's putrid. Whether it's our current cultural Marxism or the old-fashioned Soviet communism, it all looks horrible, right? So who would ever accept it? No one would ever accept it unless things were really bad. And all of a sudden, the communist comes in and says, I'll fix it. Do you know when communism really started to rise in Europe, when it really became a problem in Europe? World War One. They were trying to sell it long beforehand. And it was catching on a little here, a little there, but nothing major, of course. And all of a sudden, millions of young men start dying. People start starving to death. Carnage like people have never even read about before. Because remember, loss of life like that had never happened before in the history of warfare. And all of a sudden, oh, wow, maybe we should give this communism thing a try, guys. Chaos. Anxiety, angst. That's where communism grows. Alvin Bragg isn't turning criminals loose because he's soft on crime. He wants that murderer to murder. He wants the rapist to rape. Until we start speaking in honest, plain language like that, we will never get our people in the right mindset to combat the evil we are facing. We have got to stop being afraid of speaking plain truths. We have got to stop being afraid, period. There's no more time to be afraid. It's time to make them afraid. That's what time it is. All right, I'm done with that. I'm off my soapbox. We're going to do Ask Dr. Jesse questions, phones, emails. You know what? Let's talk about shotguns real quick. A New Yorker wants to know about them. We'll get to some of these calls. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That's an average song, Chris. It's an average song. It's not more than average. So I don't know why we have to do average on this show when I'm so incredible. I don't know why we'd ever think about doing average. All right. Just one more thing. I do understand, and we're going to get to the calls and the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, buying a gun and things like that. One last thing. I understand that it is difficult to understand the mindset and to adjust to the mindset of somebody who is totally different than you. You remember that famous scene in the movie Dark Knight, that great Batman movie Dark Knight, when Batman's down there talking to, what's his name, Alfred, and he's trying to understand. I don't understand why the Joker does what he does. Play it, Chris, play it.
With respect, Master Wayne, perhaps this is a man you don't fully understand either. A long time ago, I was in Burma. My friends and I were working for the local government. They were trying to buy the loyalty of tribal leaders by bribing them with precious stones. But their caravans were being raided in a forest north of Rangoon by a bandit. So we went looking for the stones. But in 6 months, we never met anyone who traded with him. One day, I saw a child playing with a ruby the size of a tangerine. The bandit had been throwing them away.
So why steal them?
Well, because he thought it was good sport. Because some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
It's hard to understand the mindset of somebody who wants to burn down the country you love. That's something that you or I will never be able to fully get there. To be honest with you, I don't want to get there. I don't want to get to the point where, oh, I get him. No, I totally get where he's coming from. But we have to try. We have to get better. And we have to prepare ourselves better than we have to face these people. All right? All right. Let's get to some Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I'll get to the phone ones here in a second. I know the phone ones are a mistake, by the way. I understand the phone ones are a mistake. This is going to go down in flames, but we're going to try it once. We'll see if there will ever be a second time. I truly doubt there will be. Remember, when I go to the calls, get to the point. Get to the point and make sure it's an Ask Dr. Jesse question, not a statement. It's not speech night. Jesse, I currently live in New York City, and I'm thinking of buying my first shotgun. The hoops I have to jump through to get one are massive. Would I be making a mistake in buying one? I want to be able to protect my family and our home. However, I know the commies will put me on a list and I'll be a marked man if I ever use it, probably in jail for life. Is it a good idea or a bad idea to get the firearm in a commie hellhole where I'll be persecuted? Okay, one, let's get to this. If you can't get out, then you do need to get one for your family as long as you can do so legally. Remember, legal at all times, legally. What's that old saying? We used to say it in Iraq all the time. Better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Better for you to go to jail for life than some animal in New York City comes in and hacks up your whole family with a machete. That being said, remember, I am not a firearms expert. I know a bit. I know a little bit. All right, there are a million guys listening to me right now who know 10 times more than me, but I know my way around guns okay. A shotgun is not a good home defense weapon. If that's all you've got, fine. But a shotgun, remember, the walls of your home, it's easy to forget this. The walls of your home look like solid walls, don't they? No matter what you're in, apartment, home, they look solid. They're really solid. Look at that wall. I'm looking at the walls of the studio. Look how solid they are. I could pick up probably my phone and go hammer that wall and put a hole through it with 2 or 3 strikes. Walls are made of drywall. There's some boards in there, but even those aren't exact. It's not like it's oak. Walls are made of drywall. Drywall is powder. It's just powder. A shotgun goes blowing through those walls like they're nothing. So you better really make sure you know what's behind 3 or 4 walls if you start cooking off with a shotgun and buckshot inside. You got a wife on the other side of that wall? You got a kid? You feel like having that on your conscience? There are other things you can use inside of a home. Many, many great things you can use. And again, firearms experts, they'll all argue with you about it. I personally favor a 300 blackout, or I'll have a pistol, 9mm of some kind, something to where that bullet will start to slow down when it starts to hit those walls. It'll kill a bad guy just the same, but it's not going to kill my 3 neighbors either. So something to think about. All right. Ask Dr. Jesse questions, and I can't stress this enough. Make sure it's a question, not a speech. And get to the point. Johnny, New York, go.
I'm a pure dog guy, so throw some 30-odd chicks down range.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Johnny.
Dr. Jesse, the world-famous author, when you go on your book tour, are you going to go to bookstores like somewhere in central Jersey, someplace close to the stat?
Maybe. Here's what I know about the book tour so far. I am going to Houston, obviously, because I live in Houston. That's where it's beginning. I know I will be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I know pretty much for a fact I will be in Tampa, Florida. That's not all the stops. I know they're working on more stops. Is one of those stops going to be New York, New Jersey? I don't know. It would be nice to get up to the Northeast somewhere, Massachusetts somewhere so I can see you guys. Is that going to happen? I don't know. Right? I don't know. 877-377-4373. Gary, VA, go.
Buenas tardes, Jesse. I wanted to know if we elected you as Supreme Dictator of the United States, what would be your first act in office?
Eliminate the FBI. Actually, virtually every firearm or law enforcement agency has to be eliminated now. And that means ATF, all of them. And frankly, CIA too, as well. I know that's not law enforcement. Well, it's not supposed to be. But all the other agencies, don't get me wrong, they're all bad. You need to eliminate all of them. But this is part of the reason why I've said the FBI and what the candidates say about the FBI and what they want to do about the FBI is one of the main reasons, one of the main things that will decide my primary vote. The other thing is COVID, what you say about COVID lockdowns and vaccines and stuff. I say that because of the history books, and the history books are littered with state police murders. Adolf Hitler didn't murder a single soul after he took power. Mao didn't kill anybody after he took power. Stalin killed plenty of people before he took power. After he took power, unless I may be mistaken, Stalin didn't kill a soul. Their state police agencies did. To have a federal police force like the FBI with over 35,000 employees armed to the teeth, full of Democrats, now completely weaponized and aimed against you, aimed against me, is the most frightening thing happening in this country that people don't talk about enough. And I know you talk about it. I know I talk about it. We are aware. But your neighbor, Normie Norm, he has no daggone idea that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, if they set their sights on him tomorrow, could send him away for decades. Decades. He has no idea. He'll say something lame to you like, well, I didn't do anything wrong. Like, that has ever stopped these people at all from planting things, doing horrible things. These agencies have to go away. They cannot be reformed. They have to go away. All right. Millennials versus boomers. Whose fault is it? More of these phone call Ask Dr. Jesse questions. And what's my go-to Mexican food order? All that and so much more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of food, Chris, you know we love My Patriot Supply. I have a couple questions for you. Have you confirmed whether or not any of this stuff is kosher? That's one. Two, do we know, is there a Mexican food? My Patriot Supply? No, hear me out. I know it probably doesn't have the shelf life My Patriot Supply requires, but what if there were My Patriot Supply enchiladas? You know what? Actually, no. That's a bad idea, because then you're going to dip into your stash before we're all starving to death. Set all that aside. Go get your emergency 3-month food kit tonight. Tonight's the night. Everyone in your home needs one. Everyone. But maybe you're a family of four. Maybe you can't afford four of them. At least get one. 3 months worth of food for somebody. Food with a shelf life that lasts up to 25 years, and they're giving away $200 worth of survival gear now with it free. My Patriot Supply has the 5-star reviews they have for a reason. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, drinks. It ships free. It ships anonymously. And I still love that I rhyme when I say that. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get it tonight. All right? Over 2,000 calories a day. Keeping you alive. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's check in with how the invasion's going on the border.
Could this have been avoided?
You know, George, this is something that we were ready for. We cannot control the movement of people before they reach our border. Our responsibility attaches once they are in our custody.
Why does he talk like that? Now, hear me. It just occurred to me how much it bothers me. It's not just his creepy voice. It's did you hear it? Did you hear it now? I'm going to play it again. Do you hear the one? Why does he speak like that? Hey, I can't stand it.
Could this have been avoided?
You know, George, this is something that we were ready for. We cannot control the movement of people before they reach our border. Our responsibility attaches.
So that's how the invasion's going. Hey, what's the plan? Are we going to do anything? Hey, nothing we can do about it. And I love this Blinken line that I played a little earlier. Hey, it's our shared responsibility.
We have been working on this for literally day one. Of this administration. And the most important thing is this. It is getting a shared sense of responsibility across this hemisphere.
I love that. Don't you love that? When something's screwed up, you have kids? Or shoot, you ever had a girlfriend, boyfriend? You ever had somebody who screwed something up in your life? And at that moment, they say, well, I mean, look, we all kind of screwed up here. This is really on all of us. It's on you. And cussed already. Well, we had to drop Chris because Chris said a cuss word. Producer Chris, did we get him dropped? That's strike one. We're flirting already with never doing the phone call once again. That's strike one. Small talk, cussing. That's strike one. Smitty, Ohio, go.
Hey, Jesse, love the show. Question I got. Getting tired of seeing all the stuff that's coming about with the Bidens and the $10 million given to the family members and Hunter's laptop for the past 3 years, and just on and on and on. We post on social media trying to raise awareness of what's going on, but what is there anything we can do? Voting doesn't seem to work so well anymore. What can we do to help get rid of this?
It's a very good question because I go through the same thing. Okay, you have the corruption. You've known all these things. What else can we do? Why are you not doing something? What do we have to do something? And I'm going to give you the lamest answer ever. And it's lame because the answer is awful, but it's true. You and I, myself, I'm including me in this. We have not paid enough attention to getting aggressive anti-communists in state office. And this is what I mean. The federal government is gone. It's gone. What if we get Trump? But what if we get DeSantis? Stop. If we even do that, yes, it's better than having Biden. I'm not poo-pooing it. We had Trump for 4 years, and we got two idiot AGs who didn't do anything but run cover for the same Democrat idiots. That's clearly not a workable solution. Our solution, if we really want these people to ever come to justice, is the states. We talk a lot about Alvin Bragg. Maybe we should give Alvin Bragg some credit. He gave us a blueprint. Donald Trump just got indicted. A felony indictment. Where? New York City. We have AGs in red states. We do. There are red DAs out there, but we don't care enough. And I haven't either. I'm not pointing fingers at you. I have not cared enough to get involved in AG races, in DA races, to make sure I am electing aggressive anti-communists and not Mitt Romney eunuch Republicans. Because that's what we get in these red states all the time. We get eunuch Republicans. The Biden family is probably going to get off scot-free. As you know, my theory is they're going to cut a deal so he doesn't run again. They get off scot-free. That's my theory on the whole thing. But why is the Biden family not in trouble? Why, you know what? Forget the Bidens. Why aren't the Clintons in trouble from a red state DA? The Obamas. Every time you bring that up, you get, well, we don't do that. Well, that's what they do. Unless we get states and cities going after these people the way they've gone after our people, none of this changes. This is why I've been screaming from the rooftops about people, about red states going after them in response to them going after Trump. There's, I hate to say this again, because it's Friday and we have all kinds of fun stuff to get to, but Donald Trump is in serious legal trouble. How many Trump voters out there are listening right now with the MAGA hat on and a MAGA bumper sticker? How many have accepted that the likely scenario is Donald Trump is being prosecuted for felonies in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Georgia in an election year? We don't understand it because it seems so unjust, and it is, and it seems so far-fetched, so wrong, that surely something will stop it. Someone's going to stop it. There's no stopping it. There's no entity with the power to stop what is coming for Donald Trump. The only chance we have to stop something that wrong and that unjust is for red state DAs to return fire and respond in kind with their people. And not one has. Not one. Coast to coast. This show's being heard right now coast to coast. New York to Miami to LA to Seattle and everywhere in between to friggin' Honolulu. Everywhere. Not one DA has brought charges against a major Democrat. Until these people start to fear us, they will not stop. That's why I have said I believe Trump, legal-wise, is doomed because our people lack the guts to fight back and do anything to protect him. And then you'll get our people who will say, well, I don't like Trump. It's not about Trump. It's about the legal system being weaponized against us. They're making an example of him. Whether you like him or hate him, make an example back or we're in trouble. All right. We have 2 hours left. 877-377-4373. Your questions, your emails, your slippers, because your slippers suck and you should have already got your MyPillow slippers, and it's a closeout sale. You know how I told you they're $120 off? MyPillow's four-layer design, the greatest freaking slippers ever, all-season slippers, wear them inside, out, doesn't matter. Well, you really need to get on that sale now, like right now. Hint, hint, wink, wink. It's a closeout sale. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister special square. Use the promo code Jesse. I would do that now before Monday rolls around. MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse. Go get you the greatest slippers ever for $25. Normally $149.98. That's absurd. Thank you, MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. And remember, that's putting your money where your morals are, backing a company that actually backs us. Or you can call, by the way, 800-845-0544. Back to more of your calls, but we have some emails to get to. Millennials versus boomers. Whose fault is this? Mexican food and sales advice. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.